Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Mr. Funky Teacher Talk episode. What I want to talk to you about is the power of playful talk. That's right, this is all about playful talk and the power behind it. Boy, do I love playful talk. I can see great value in it, and you might be saying, what in the world is playful talk, Nicholas? Well, and you might be saying, yeah, I gotcha. I know what you're saying. You know, playful talk is when you interact with someone kind of in a playful, fun, even like a little bit of a silly way. Now, I think you've got to have a little bit of a carefulness that play when it's playful talk, it's not necessarily sarcasm. Because like if you're working with young people and you're using playful talk with young people, sometimes they don't get sarcasm. They don't. And so when I use playful talk when I'm working with students, you know, I might say silly things like cool beans, jelly beans, calling them, they're like, Mr. Cleaver, not jelly beans. And we just have some fun with them. We laugh. Or I might say, hey, sweet peas, my fleas. And we're not fleas, Mr. Cleaves. Or I might, you know, I could say, hey, guess what? I brought my pet flea today, and we're going to write a descriptive essay about it or a descriptive paragraph about it. You have so much fun. That's being playful. That's playful talk. We sometimes, you know, there are kids that come into our classroom that they experience such seriousness in their lives because not all, but there's some who experience playfulness at home when talking to parents, where parents will talk to them in kind of a playful, fun way, in like a almost like an imaginative, creative way. And then there's some that you might have some kids that the parents don't talk to them at all. Heck, you might encounter some students, and this is true, but you might encounter some students that, like, let's say there's different languages spoken in the home, or maybe a kid's learning English and a parent speaks a different language, and the kid's losing the native language, and then the parents and the kids can hardly talk because of the language loss. You know, and there's situations of that, and it's like I can imagine not being able to communicate with my own children, because I love talking to my children. I love being able to use playful talk with my children, being that playful, fun energy that I can bring to them, you know, because I think the playful, fun talk can help develop kids' personalities and develop kids, maybe not necessarily develop their personalities, but shape their communication style. Maybe that's what I'm more looking at. Because it's not by fifth grade, I recognize I might not be shaping their personality, but I certainly can shape and guide their communication approach and how they communicate with others. You know, and I just, I can pick up when I greet students in the morning when they come in. I can really pick up on if a student's in a bad mood or if a student's having a, just by their body language. And then I can pick up on if I need to use some playful talk to a student to try to get that student to smile or to relax or to laugh even. You know, I love playful talk in a way to get students to kind of relax and to maybe put them at ease and comfort. And so that's a powerful tool. I just stopped and saw my brother just not too long ago, who is, he's in a care facility. He's mentally and physically disabled, and I just stopped in and saw him not too long ago. And when I was talking to him, I try to stop in like once a day, and I can tell if he's in a good mood or a bad mood. And if he's in a bad mood, I use playful talk with him too. One of the things that gets him every time is, you know, I can give him a hard time and tell him that it better not snow. And he usually puts a big smile on his face because he loves snow. He loves when it snows. And I said, and so I'll joke with him and use playful talk with him. It better not snow or it's all your fault. And we say it, and I say it in like a playful, fun way in my tone and how I talk to him. He knows I'm not serious because I'm using that playful tone. And there's some kids and some adult that may not be able to read the social clues, you know, especially if they, you know, if they're on the spectrum, they might miss that completely. So you gotta kind of know your students or try to learn about your students and what they can handle and what they can handle using playful talk with, because sometimes playful talk is harder for some kids than others. And sometimes kids come in and they have their own playful talk that they can use, and they're learning about like boundaries and like how much they can share and how much they can push by sharing stuff. And that's all communication and learning limits and what you can do. So, but yeah, I saw my brother and I was teasing him about the snow, teasing in a playful, in a playful way, I wasn't using sarcasm, but it was in a, like a playful tone. And so like that playful, the power of playful talk. He was kind of in a grumpy mood when I went in. They were getting him ready for bed. And boy, I was able to put a big smile on his face, and he was even laughing some too, just by joking with him and telling him that it might be snowing next week and it's supposed to snow, and it better not snow or you're in trouble. We just had a conversation, I used that playful talk with him and talked to him for a couple of minutes. And I think that's great too, because if that was a way for me to model to other people who might not know my brother as much, to know kind of how they can communicate and how they can almost change his mood too and put him in more of an upbeat, positive mood if he's hurting or not feeling the best or kind of in a bad mood. Because we all have bad moods, let's be real, right? We all have bad moods. But, you know, my wife, you know, she's so good. I mean, she can be playful with me in terms of saying stuff to me and try to get me out of my, and if I'm in a bad mood, if I've had a tough day, and I try to do the same for her. It's you know, that playful talk really can make a difference. And so I use it when I'm talking to my brother. Other family members have learned that's a great communication tool for when they communicate to my brother, and I've learned how the power of using that when working with young people, where I can be playful with them and just playful, or like, you know, we're in the middle of conferences, and I can, you know, and we can, I can kind of be playful talking about, hey, what time you wake up this morning? I was here bright and early, and just kind of being playful talking about how they're lucky because they get to sleep in a little bit. Well, you know, I got a day of conferences or whatever it happens to be. You can be playful with it. You can be playful, and it doesn't have to be so darn serious. The world can sometimes be such a serious place where it doesn't seem like, it seems like anything one says, people will take offense to. And I get that there's a lot of things that are offensive. You know, there are things that are racist or sexist or discriminating or hate-filled speech in some way. And so that stuff has no business in our communication. And yet, you know, I get why people are sensitive to that and reactive to that. And they should be. Absolutely, they should be. But I think that there's a place in this world for being playful. As long, you know, I mean, we can be playful as long as we're not violating someone in terms of, I mean, if I'm playful, you know, I work with a lot of teachers, right? I mean, especially a lot of female teachers. I can be playful talking to them, you know, and I better not be, you know, when I talk to them, I better not be making like sexual comments, right? Because, you know, that's playful in a crossing the line type of a way where I could, I'm just being playful. Well, no, because that's being, you know, that's sexual harassment. You know, and some people think that they misconstrue and they think that their playfulness, they label something as being playful or playful talk when they're disguising sexual harassment or racism or discrimination or sexism or whatever it is, their hate-filled rhetoric for playfulness. And so we have to be careful that playfulness, that we don't use playfulness as a disguise to say mean and to do mean and to act mean towards others. We have to not use the playful talk as a disguise for that garbage that has no place in our communication. And we should be sensitive too. But, you know, I'm joking with my brother about the snow, you know? I joke with, I like to play little jokes on teachers with like little, like a puppet bird scaring people and then joke about it. And you know, we're playful talking and it says, where's appropriate playful talking? And so whether we're using playful talk when communicating, you know, and so that gets into like playful talk, gets into like joking, right? And then, so, you know, I if I'm joking and you playful talking, I don't want to use joking or playful talk at someone else's expense. In terms of if it's really degrading or derogatory, and that's just being sensitive to the things that I say, because I don't want to, what I say and what I do, I don't want to be hurtful to others in how I act towards someone or what I say to someone or about someone. Whether it be talking about students or my own children or teachers I work with or friends I have or family. You know, I want to build others up. And so one of the ways I like to do that is through my playful talk. And so I love using playful talk as a powerful communication tool when I interact with others. Sometimes it's... If I'm in a bad mood, sometimes I like to look for ways to bring playful talk into a conversation too, because that can sometimes break my bad mood too. Because I know that there's times when I can be upset and it's justified, you know, but the thing is, there's so many things in this life that are so tough and can be so miserable to deal with. And that if I walked around and was ticked off about every single problem I faced in a day, and I walked around ticked off about all that stuff, I'd be one miserable, sad sack of a human being. It'd be no fun to be around. You know, I would be a miserable walking soul that, you know, my wife wouldn't be want to be around, my family wouldn't want to be around, my teaching partners wouldn't want to be around, my students wouldn't want to be around, and so one of the ways I combat that, to make sure that I don't let some of those problems, you know, I try to look for solutions, I try to let some things go, because some things just aren't worth getting upset over. And then I try to bring playfulness, playful talk into communicating with others. You know, and there are times when you have to be buttoned down and serious and share stuff in kind of a serious way. But even then too, you can break tension with some playful talk. I mean, if I'm in a very serious meeting, if I can very subtly incorporate some playful talk into it, even, you know, then it can break some of the tension. And I sometimes will be self-deprecating also and kind of make fun of myself. But I have to be careful of that too, because that can sometimes, you know, I think that some people can almost cross the line there too, in terms of, especially in a professional setting where they make fun of themselves so badly, and then it just makes things weird and awkward, you know? It was so funny because we are practicing this. The staff at our school is practicing this performance. We're putting together a performance right now that we're performing, and we're performing to a certain song in front of the student body, the elementary student body, and we're so excited about it. We've worked on it several times, and I think the kids are gonna go nuts over it. And there was this one day, there was this one move I was supposed to do. The worm, let's be real. I was supposed to do the worm. Now, in my, you know, 2-3 years ago, I was pretty darn good at the worm. and I'm still fairly fit. I'm pretty fit still too. But it was funny because I tried to do the worm during his performance, and I just kind of laid down there and went flat on the ground. I was like, oh, I can barely move. Because it was like, I tried to go in to do the worm and everything hurt. And I don't know if, you know, it's from doing some training that I might have been a little bit more sore. And I've been pushing on my training a little bit more. But my body just hurt. it was so funny. When I tried to do the worm, because they wanted me to do the worm, it'd be this featured part of this performance. And I was like, ugh. I just kind of laid there face down on the ground and said, well, I don't think that's going to work out very good or something. And I made something, kind of some playful talk about it. And we laughed. We all had a good laugh together. It was a little bit self-deprecating, but not where it was awkwardly uncomfortable self-deprecating. And we had a good laugh. It was playful talk. It was appropriate playful talk. And then we had a good laugh and moved on. And so I think that we can look for ways to bring in that playful talk with our students that is inappropriate. And there are some people who bring in playful talk. There are some teachers who bring in playful talk that's inappropriate playful talk. Which kind of scares the heck out of me sometimes, because if you are willing to share inappropriate playful talk with young people, that has a creepy vibe all over it. And I'm just, that makes me very uncomfortable. If there's an adult professional educator who doesn't know the difference between right and wrong, I mean, it's bad enough where it can cross the line. If you use inappropriate playful talk with other adults, and it's inappropriate and crosses the line, it takes it to a whole nother level if you have a professional saying stuff to young people. And oh my goodness. So we need to, you know, I mean, what do you do with that? I mean, report it for sure, right? But anyways, I want to encourage you for modeling playful talk with students, modeling appropriate playful talk with students. I do this playful talk with students where sometimes with questions they have or mistakes they've made, I make a pretty safe environment where if they make a mistake, it's a safe environment and we kind of play it off. I have this one student who, she and I, we have a lot of fun because she made one of the first mistakes of the year in math. I think the very first mistake where she did something with place value incorrectly. And she and I kind of was playful talking to her and talking to the class. Like if a student makes a mistake, I'll say, well, you know, it's not as big of a, you just made a mistake there, and we'll talk through it. But then I'll playfully say, you know, hey, it's not as big as that one mistake a certain student made earlier in the year, that first mistake, you know, and you know, we'll have a good laugh together. I've pulled that student aside and said, are you, you know, are you okay with it if I'm joking about that and kind of being playfully talking about that, about your mistake? And she's, oh, Mr. Cleve, it's so much fun. She says, I just have so much fun with it. And that's okay. Yeah, you can completely. She says, I know you're not serious and you're not saying it in a mean way or anything, and you're just being playful with it. And that, I mean, her words. So she recognized the playfulness in it, you know, but there might be some kids that might think I'm being mean, you know? And so, you know, I think it's important to show kids how they can be playful and not cross the line. Because there are some kids that do cross the line and they don't understand what it means to cross the line in terms of playfulness versus meanness. And even talking to students about playfulness too. And, you know, and if I even think that she's not okay with me joking with her about this and like playfully talking, I will instant, you know, that'll be the last time I would ever say anything like that. Because I never want to humiliate a student or embarrass a student. But I will be playful. And you know, and I have another student who missed a problem on place values. Because like adding decimals, you gotta line up the decimals, right? If you're doing like the standard deviation type of approach. And so we talk about adding decimals, I say, and what's the number one thing you have to do when you're adding decimals? And I always, and what has this student taught us? And then we'll talk about it, or I'll say, and I'll say the student's name. What do you have to do when you add decimals? And then I always call that student. So it's kind of playfulness, because that student always has to tell us. And that kind of evolved out of that student originally not knowing the answer and making a mistake. And that's kind of a playfulness too, in a way where that student will never make that mistake again. But it's not in a humiliating way. It's kind of in a playful, fun way too. or there's, you know, and so I've done different things like that, and that comes with being really heightened into an awareness about students who are receiving it as playfulness and not as you making fun of them or belittling them or putting them down. And so I try to be very aware of that. Now here's the thing though too, sometimes we fall short. Sometimes we try to incorporate playful talk into our classroom and we hurt feelings. You know, it falls flat and we hurt feelings. And when something like that happens, it's okay to apologize. I've apologized to students before. I've apologized to adults before, where something has been perceived as sarcastic or snarky. And that's, I could have a whole podcast on the dangers of snarky or the dangers of sarcasm, because I don't want to come off as snarky, like a sarcastic, snotty, sarcastic type of attitude or snooty, I guess, if you will, too. The snarky, it really just kind of makes me kind of cringe, because, and that's a way of, that's one way that sometimes people communicate. But when you're working with young people, sometimes it's hard for students to understand snarkiness, just like sarcasm or like snootiness. They just don't necessarily, they can't necessarily read it as well. And so I have to be really careful that I don't incorporate like a snarkiness almost. And so when I bring in my playful tone and my playful attitude, I don't want it to have a sharp edge to it where it's like cutting and hurtful. Where I think that's where snarky has a sharp cutting edge to it, as opposed to like a soft, playful tone is not meant to hurt. It's meant to be kind of just kind of fun and playful and kind of lighthearted. And so that's kind of what I try to teach students when I'm working with them, is how to bring that type of energy into it and how to not cross the line. And, you know, and I'll let students bring that playful tone in too. And sometimes students need to be corrected and learn what's appropriate and not appropriate. And we have to expect that. We have to expect that sometimes students don't quite know how to bring some of that, how to bring that playful tone in. Or they might experiment with bringing it in themselves, and they could cross the line and be snarky or snooty or almost disrespectful. And you got to call students on that. And sometimes just pulling students off the side and talking to them about it, if it's serious enough, sometimes you got to call it out right there and say, whoa, and talk about how that could be perceived as disrespectful. And so it's some of those conversations. I think it's the conversations that we have with young people that are powerful, where you talk students through that. And you might be, you know, you might say, well, that kind of loses some of the effect of the playful talk. I don't think so. Some people might see it like that, and I don't, because I think that there's times when we have to be pretty specific and pretty literal when working with students and teaching them communication approaches. And if I want to teach students how to bring that playful energy in, that can bring, it'd be a fun way of communication, I gotta teach them by talking them through it and talking them through good things and bad things. Or like if I make a mistake and it came off as disrespectful, I'm gonna talk about it and then I'll apologize, and I've apologized to my class if I've come across as snarky or disrespectful when I meant it as a playful tone. And then I'll talk about why what I said might have been perceived as maybe kind of snotty or disrespectful as opposed to playful, like I might have meant. And then I'm modeling for them how to apologize. I'm modeling for them how to communicate, and sometimes how teaching them how to clarify what they mean. Because sometimes part of communication is sometimes misunderstanding. And where I'm always seeking for clarification, sometimes other people try to bring playful stuff to me and I completely miss it. Or sometimes I'm in my zone they'll try to perk me up with some playful talk, and I will completely miss it, or I will completely I'll be in a bad mood and I won't receive it, and so I have to have kind of an awareness for that too, that when others are trying to bring playful talk in, and be receptive to that, and that it's okay to be, you know, that they maybe they see that I'm having a hard time, and that they're trying to cheer me up with playful talk. So I love the idea of playful talk, and we have to think about how we can best utilize that when it comes to teaching, and how we can use playful talk as a powerful communication device when it comes to working with young people. And it comes to a lot of modeling, a lot of letting students experiment with things, and a lot of talking things out if things go, you know, if things work or if things fall flat. And I mean, that's the power of teaching. I love teaching. That's the beautiful thing about education. So if you found value in this, the power of playful talk, if you found value in it, I'd love for you to share it out with others. Please go over to Apple Podcasts and write and review the podcast. And I want you to go into your day and be a funky teacher. Bye now.